Let me call this Tuesday, November 13th, 2018, meeting of the City Planning Commission to order. Let me remind everybody, if you don't mind, to silence or mute your, turn off your cell phones so we won't have to deal with that. First item is approval of the minutes from the October the 9th, 2018 work session and regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Second.
Any changes, corrections, additions, or everybody's okay with the motion? If so, raise your right hand. Opposed? No. Okay. Minutes are approved as read. No old business, new business, number 13A, application number 19-20009, annexation request to 105 Marvin Drive by Rosanna Lee McCandless. Anybody here to speak in favor of this? Anybody here to speak in opposition to this? Okay, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in reference to application 19-20009, annexation request on tax parcel 122-09-02-003. I'll make the motion that we would recommend to council favorably on this application.
Second.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Like sign? Okay, passed. Okay, 3B, application number 19-60003, rezoning request from planned commercial to general business on 1706 University Parkway by Security Federal Bank. Anybody here to speak on behalf of this application? Okay, anybody here to speak in opposition to this application? Okay, do I have a motion?
All right, Mr. Chairman, application number 19-60003, tax parcel number 104-07-08-002, current zoning plan commercial, BC, request proposed zoning general business. I recommend that we send this to council for approval.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor? Right in. Opposed? Like sign. Okay. Accepted. Approved. C, 3C, application number 19-60004, rezoning request from LP to a residential single family RS6, which is South Park Commons by Deborah Brooks. We have an application. We have signatures from all the people who are living in the area of South Park Commons agreeing with it. Do we have anybody here that wants to speak on behalf of that request?
I am Deborah Brooks, but I'm on the state, so it's great.
But we got your application, and we got all your signatures of everybody signed on it. So anybody want to speak in opposition? Okay, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to application 19-060004, the rezoning request for tax parcels 106-08-22-001, tax parcel number 121-17-21-001 through 011 and 122-5-25-001, that the current zoning LP be changed to residential family RS6 due to the fact that it's consistent with the comprehensive plan.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay, discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Okay, 3D, application number 19-50001, utility request on East Pine Log Road by Jordan Trotter Real Estate. Anybody here to speak in favor of this? Yes, sir.
Chairman, Dennis Trotter from Jordan Trotter Commercial Real Estate, here to answer any questions y'all may have about the application, and appreciate y'all's time this evening. We have reviewed the staff report in detail, and the suggested approval conditions, which are consistent with several other projects we've done in the last couple of years, and find all those conditions to be acceptable, and we're happy to oblige to them and move forward on those conditions.
Okay. You've seen those 1 through 11?
Yes.
The conditions of approval. Okay.
Yes, sir. All those are acceptable.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Trotter here? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody want to speak in opposition to this proposal? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion on application 19-50001, City Services request for tax parcel 122-08-05-004 on East Pine Long Road, that the current zoning be UD Urban Development, that we would make a recommendation to City Council that this be accepted. And specifically using the conditions of approval that our planning department has laid out 1 through 11.
Okay. Second. Good. This, of course, is in the county, so the current zoning is a county. It's a county zoning, isn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So we've got, and your motion includes the adopting of the conditions of approval as suggested by the planning department.
1 through 11, yes, sir.
And the second, who's it, Charles?
Correct.
Okay, discussion? Everybody in favor? Right hand? Opposed? No. Okay, good. Okay, it's approved. We will recommend that to the city.
Okay.
E3E. This is the application. This is a application on our behalf and planning department's behalf. Number 19-60005, rezoning request from LP and GB to limited business. Basically, these are the lots on Waterloo Street. And I'm going to ask our planning director, Ryan, just to make a brief comment, if he could, summarizing kind of how we got here.
So we'll recap the process up to this point. On March 12th, at a city council work session, staff was requested to look into what a public process would potentially be to examine rezoning for both areas west and east of the current downtown business zone district. Staff brought a plan back at the May 14th city council work session regarding some public meetings. And then to kind of come back to the city council after that. We updated the planning commission on that process at a June 12th work session. On June 21st, we had a neighborhood meeting at Mead Hall regarding just general zoning in the area, but it quickly focused mostly on the Waterloo Street area. On July 9th, the City Council made a referral at their regular meeting to the Planning Commission to consider the most appropriate zoning specifically for Waterloo Street. We talked about that at a July 10th Planning Commission work session, at which point the Commission decided to at that point we came back at an August 14th work session for further discussion. At that point, the commission decided to hold a general public hearing and give staff direction based on that public hearing at the September 11th regular meeting of the Planning Commission. At that time, the Planning Commission directed staff to draft and notice text amendments to the limited business zone district, which were approved by council at yesterday's meeting, and those would be to remove
both liquor store and convenience store uses from the limited business zone district, and staff was directed to notice these properties for a public hearing, which is at this evening's meeting. Just a recap of the area we're talking about, due to the way it was worded, the referral to staff, it currently includes all 13 lots that face front of Waterloo Street or have a property line along Waterloo Street between Richland and Hayne Avenues, predominantly zoned LP. It does include two parcels on the west side, zone GB, adjacent to Richland Avenue. Just a recap of the LB and LP requirements. LP allows for residential uses and for mostly small offices, allow some other things by special exception, but those are predominantly what it focuses on. The LP and LB, both limited professional and limited business, which is the proposed zone district, both limit building size to 20% of lot area, which maxes out at 5,000 square feet. Limits off-street parking to side and rear yards. Structures must be residential in character. It limits hours of operation between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Banks, specifically in the LB district, cannot have ATM drive-through or night drop, and eating establishments cannot have outdoor entertainment, speaker systems, drive-through, and no internally illuminated signage. General uses allowed by the LB include residences. Those include single-family, attached single-family, and duplex. Office uses, again, banks with restrictions, dine-in or carry-out / delivery eating establishments, again, limited hours of operation and the conditions that we listed previously. The following retail uses are expressly permitted: copy and print shops, furniture stores, grocers, hardware, paint, glass, wallpaper, carpet stores. A number of things are allowed by special exception. Those include nursing home, pleasure stables, bed and breakfast inns, that's 4 to 10 rooms, and what is a title in our zone district, other retail uses, and those are uses that are not expressly permitted or expressly excluded from that zone district in the table. So before you tonight, you have the application for rezoning for the properties, 13 properties on Waterloo Street between Richland Avenue and Hayne Avenue.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Yeah, we've spent a fair amount of time on the commission talking about it. We've heard a lot of public input about it. We're trying to adopt a balanced approach to this between general business and residential. It's a bit of a transition area. We think the LB at this point is the best way to go to balance those needs out. We have made some changes to the LB zoning designation, as you heard, restricting convenience stores and liquor stores, prohibiting those. Now, that having been said, anybody else want to speak in favor of this proposal? Okay? Opposed? Rachel?
Good evening. I'm Rachel D'Entremont. I live at 1111 Hayne Avenue. First of all, the property is no longer posted. I don't know why the posting was taken down, but somebody went to see what the time was, and there's no signage up on the street.
I'm not aware.
I am opposed to the zoning on Waterloo Street becoming less restrictive. I'm opposed to changing the zoning on Waterloo Street to anything other than residential or multifamily. The city has done study after study telling us that we need more downtown residential. Opening up Waterloo to retail and other service uses will erode the adjacent residential rather than strengthen it. We have a wonderful, healthy downtown, something rather unusual for a small town. Go to many small towns and you'll see beautiful old homes surrounded by not very beautiful commercial. I don't want that for Aiken, and it's not too late to reverse course. We have heard from the Planning Commission that the rezoning is being considered because the property on Waterloo Street is not selling. It's not the city's job to facilitate the sale of property. And I would argue that making the Waterloo property easier to sell is at the expense of those who own residential property in the neighborhood. What happens when they cannot sell because they're next to adjacent commercial? Will that be rezoned also? Rezoning for the purpose of making property easier to sell is a questionable precedent. Memos that say LB allows slightly more intense uses are misleading. Page 6 of the use chart shows other retail sales and services as permitted with BZA approval. Other retail sales and services consists of anything on page 3-17 that is not specifically addressed on the chart. It is unfair to the neighboring residences that they have to go constantly be on guard to see what businesses are applying for BZA approval. All zoning districts other than DB have minimum parking requirements. While the LB zone is supposed to be pedestrian-oriented in nature, it is impractical to think that a small city like Aiken, that any area would have the density needed to support any business with mainly walking distance customers. We are a car-oriented society with virtually no public transportation. Any business that is to survive will have to appeal to customers well beyond the neighborhood in which it's located and even beyond the city limits. To believe otherwise is naive. Almost all plans for new development, such as restaurants and stores and coffee shops, all request additional parking beyond the minimum. The LB zoning should require that there be enough parking for all customers and employees to park on site. Neighboring residents should not have to tolerate commercial parking in front of their homes on a daily basis, restricting their own use of their own properties. Small offices, which are currently allowed in the LP zone, rarely are serviced by delivery trucks. Any retail or restaurant, on the other hand, would likely need delivery trucks, often tractor-trailer style. This is totally unsuitable for a residential neighborhood. And I know you'll be glad that this is last. The hours of 6 a.m. to 10 are more suited for intense commercial areas of the city, not residential. In order not to interfere with nearby residential uses, ideally, businesses would be closed when most people are at home, such as after 6 p.m. or on weekdays. Thank you for your time.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Hal Pridgen. I live at 901 Haines Avenue. A lot of what I'm going to say probably is going to be very similar to what Rachel said, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I think anyway. Slow property sales are, in my opinion, a poor reason to rezone an area. Property should be rezoned when effective parties agree that the change is positive for the adjacent stakeholders as well as the subject parcel owners. There's only one parcel for sale on the street. If you continue to recommend this change to council because you think it's good for the city, then consider that this change will instantly increase the value of these parcels by thousands of dollars. This benefit to a few comes at the expense of the residents that live here. Waterloo properties go up while the properties values of the surrounding homeowners decrease. The pool of potential home buyers that would choose our neighborhood shrinks as the area moves away from its residential character. So it could be argued that you would be benefiting a few at the expense of many, causing money to flow from ordinary taxpayers who live here to those of greater financial strength who live somewhere else.
My neighbor to the east is a business whose parking lot is close to my bedroom. It's no further than the rear wall of this room is to you. They are actually good neighbors, and I doubt that any subsequent tenant would or could be as quiet, but they are a business, and they come and go at greater frequency than that of most residential neighbors. So I can speak firsthand as living next to business-friendly real estate. The limited business classification allows grocery stores, restaurants, and various retail establishments. These additional permitted uses operate with a lower markup than currently allowed professional occupancies. A doctor, lawyer, or accountant typically gets paid well for providing services to a few people. One person may pay $100 to purchase some of that professional's time. And note that the time commodity does not come on a delivery truck. So their markup's relatively high. Grocery stores, restaurants, and other retail establishments, on the other hand, require a larger volume of customers to achieve the level of profitability needed to be successful. It doesn't matter whether it's a $10 sale of produce, specialty hardware, or a plate of pasta served in an architecturally pleasing building. Those businesses require more customers in the front door and more deliveries of goods to the back door to stay in business. It is not unreasonable to foresee a tenfold increase in slamming doors and beeping alarms as the patrons exit their vehicles at these types of businesses. And Sunday's a special day at these businesses. Because there are few cars in the parking lots, that's the day the groundskeepers bring out their 90 decibel leaf blowers to make the asphalt presentable for Monday's clients. The growth of a company's business is not always positive. One of the things that makes Aiken a desirable place to live are the parkways incorporated into the original grid. Most would agree this green resource should be preserved and would be offended if those areas were paved to allow parking. But this encroachment to our sensibilities is what has happened to Waterloo Street. As you can see from that aerial view right there, the right-of-way for Waterloo is the same as for Hayne Avenue. As you drive down Hayne, you see peaceful trees-filled green space on either side of the street that is well used by pedestrians. For the most part, the city maintains this area in a fashion that is good for the citizens. As you turn on the Waterloo, the green space becomes gray asphalt with cars having replaced trees. I can count 6 cars in the railway. It would be nice if it was trees instead of cars. Although this right-of-way should be maintained by the city, stewardship of this area now belongs to the parcel owners to further their business interest. I would like to see this right-of-way become green again, but the momentum towards higher density uses appears to be strong. Again, I ask you to not recommend this change to council. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Any other comments?
Lane Roche, 132 Trafalgar. I just want to agree with the two folks that have talked already. I am against this. I also think that the parking around the back is going to affect a lot of people's homes. When you consider how close the housing is to having everybody parking around in the back and having it open till 10 o'clock and opening at 6, it's really going to affect people's lifestyles. I just want to voice my opinion that I am against it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. All right. Discussion. Any discussion among the commission? You know, just I will say we have wrestled with it ourselves a good bit. We've tried to balance the needs of the residential area, and it and there is business. It's not a total residential area. There's businesses there now. The man who spoke is a business there. They're there.
So we're trying to do this in a way that is respects the homeowners in the area, and we understand their position. But I really, in my opinion, and I can only speak for myself, I don't think it's going to hurt the value of the homes. I think it's going to help the value of the homes. I really do. I really believe that. I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. But having said that, discussion, motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. In reference to application number 19-60005, rezone request for tax parcel numbers 104-19-18-002 through 007, 104-19-18-001, and 104-19-18-007 through 012, current zoning being limited professional and general business to the proposed zoning of limited business. I would like to exempt properties addresses 103 Waterloo Street and 113 Waterloo Street from this request to keep it as general business. And I would like to recommend the council to accept the rezoning to limited business.
And as I understand it, it's all the property there except for the two which are now zoned GB.
Correct.
They would remain GB.
I would propose that they would remain GB as listed in the current ordinance, and the remaining properties be rezoned to limited business.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Now's the time. You got something to say. Get it out. Okay. All in favor of the motion? Raise your hand. Opposed? Like sign. Okay. Motion's passed. 3F. Changes to zoning ordinance regarding small cell wireless and amateur radio. Any discussion from anyone about that proposal in the audience? Any discussion at all, pro or con? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. In reference to the changes to the zoning ordinance for the small cell wireless and amateur radio, I would recommend it favorably to council with a couple of amendments. The first one on page number one, D as in David. The last sentence of page one, D as in David, I would like to amend that to painting it the same color as the structure or another color that would camouflage the antenna.
Okay.
Painting it the same color as the structure or another color that would camouflage the antenna. The second change I would put in a motion would be on page three, where the G is in golf for color. My proposed change would be that it would say a tower should be a light gray or similar color to blend with the surrounding area unless it is required to be painted a different color by the Federal Aviation Administration. So sky would be taken out and surrounding area.
Okay.
And that would be, you know, because somebody had trees or that kind of thing. And then the third and last one would be on page five. B as in Bravo. Last sentence, proposals for more than one antenna, and I would take out the word installation to make that support structure, shall require review pursuant to 6.2.5 telecommunication facility plan review. So installation would be replaced by support structure, and that is consistent with our definitions.
Okay, good.
That we have on page six. That would be my changes and my recommendation favorably to council.
Actually, the definitions are on page 12. But no big deal. All right.
Second.
Okay. Discussion on that. Okay. All in favor of the motion? Right hand. Opposed? Like sign? Okay. That does it. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Raise your hand. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Adjourned. I'm going to have a good night. I'm good. Thanksgiving. Mr. Strickland, how are you doing?
My question is, I guess it's about 131. I've not had anything come through on that, so no. Nobody's come to see us about that. I've heard a lot of like speculation, but
about the same time, nothing happened.
Yeah, and I think those.
You too, Charles.
I think.
It is.
I think.